Hello again, Mike Roberts here with program number 11 in our second series of Malta Memories, during which we're covering the news created by ordinary people and ordinary events here in Malta during the years 1973 to 1980, linked as always to the popular music of those years. This week we begin the second half of 1977, when musically Santana made the charts with this. Santana and She's Not There. As the year began news-wise, the Malta Trade Fair, in its 21st year now, was well underway with 22 foreign countries participating, though negotiations on the lease of the grounds for future years had still to be concluded. Another anniversary was being celebrated too. Kinney, the unique, popular and locally produced drink, was still reigning supreme after 25 years. Full-page coverage in the Sunday Times of Malta declared it Malta's Queen of Beverages. Innocent victim wrote to the press regarding unruly behaviour at Sliema Promenade. An Austrian food festival was inaugurated at the Malta Hilton. Malta Scouts launched Job Week 1977. The first boy to win the Malta Amateur Cine Circle's Best Actor Award was Chris McAuliffe from De La Salle College. Well-known football coach Lolly Di Battista, in demand by no less than 7 Malta clubs, was confirmed back with Valletta for the coming season. And from another employment area, striking bank employees were threatened with suspension. On the music scene, the ever-popular Art Garfunkel brought us this.
Took a walk around the yard. I dug the flowers till it got too hot. Smoked my first pack of cigarettes today. But then I went down to Lucy's old cafe. I put a half a case away. Took a sleeping pill and I tried to watch TV. But you know, baby, the leading lady looked too much like you for the likes of me. And I woke up crying in my sleep. I was talking to your pillow. And I reached out to touch your head. thanks, baby, tonight there ain't no help for me. See, I just had a bad dream. That's all that's wrong with me. See, I just had a bad dream. Went out to loosen up the car. Somehow I wound up at the Rainbow Bar. I had a scotch and soda on the run, but I didn't get too far. Then I ran down some friends I used to know. I dragged them out to see the show. I ran myself a bath and I tried to read your book. But you know, baby, this time it just didn't seem worth all the time it took. And I woke up crying in my sleep. I was talking to your pillow. And I reached out to touch your hand. I knocked the phone off the nightstand and the office. I said, no thanks, baby, tonight there ain't no help for me. See, I just had a bad dream. That's all that's wrong with me. See, I just had a bad dream. You know, I just had a bad
Wasn't that nice? Art Garfunkel, Crying in My Sleep. As summer temperatures became the norm, the Malta Gardening Club, complete with official logo, was launched at the Malta Horticultural Society's annual show at St Anton. Mrs Rose Camoyne won the 1977 Sales Award of the Weller Hair Cosmetics Company, receiving free attendance refresher courses at the company's headquarters in Germany, competed for by hairdressers from all over the world. And entries for the new Malta Mirror Marathon were being encouraged, sailing around Malta in a Mirror 10 dinghy. Shoppers and tourists alike applauded the music provided by the Band of the Armed Forces of Malta as it paraded down Valletta's Republic Street and displayed on Freedom Square. 30 local and foreign firms were represented by as many glamorous Maltese girls at the Miss Industry contest. 60 representatives to the International Dental Students Congress, held in Malta for the second time in 6 years, attended the opening day ceremony at Malta's university. The Dragonara Holiday Resort celebrated its 10th anniversary. And another very important but somewhat different anniversary was recorded, the 50th anniversary of the death of José Muscat Azzopardi, regarded as the father of Maltese literature. The occasion was celebrated with a screening of a special TV program on his life and contribution. Meanwhile, in Gozo, farmers complained they were running out of water as their own boreholes dried up, blaming the boring of larger holes by the government. As bank employees finally returned to work after 5 weeks' suspension following industrial action, popular singing star and former chart topper Brenda Lee continued to turn her attention to the standards and the constantly emerging classic love songs like this one that she recorded in 1977.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he woos me. I don't wanna leave him now. You know I believe in him. Somewhere in his smile. of him. It's something in the things he shows me, and I don't want to leave him now. Oh, I believe in him.
Brenda Lee and Something. Still bucking the world trend, Malta's filmgoers continue to support the big screen, justifying extensive redecoration and improvements costing 10,000 Malta pounds to Sleamus Savoy Cinema. When complete, it reopened with a new name, Savoy One. Across the world, in Wellington, New Zealand, Philip Tortell, formerly of Sleema, was awarded Doctor of Zoology at Victoria University. August football saw Valletta beat Sirens 4-2, gaining their second win in the competition. And 40 employees at the Malta Union Club went on 24-hour strike in support of a collective agreement. Within days, staff at 4 of Malta's hotels followed suit and staged a 48-hour strike for the same reason. Malta's traditional and annual Ball of the August Moon attracted over 1,000 patrons. As the first ever Gozo-only calendar was published, British Airways opened larger sales offices in Freedom Square, Valletta. Talented Maltese continued to make their names around the world. A short love story by local writer Lauren Squintano, Valletta Blues, was broadcast on the BBC's World Service, while on Canadian television, Maltese-born actor John Greamer was often seen enjoying a hugely successful career, appearing with such big names as Anthony Quayle, Jack Palance, Celia Johnson, and many more. The ongoing doctors' dispute with the government was taken by two Maltese doctors to the World Medical Association meeting in Dublin. Back in Malta, the Oktoberfest, a Bavarian feast of food, drink and music, started as an experiment 2 years previous, continued into a third year at the Grand Hotel Vidala. And just across the water, 12 songs qualified for the Gozitan Song Contest to be held at the Astra Theatre, Victoria. I wonder if any of them sounded like this 1977 chart topper from Baccarat. Baccarat, and Yes Sir, I Can Boogie. As summer 1977 in Malta began to fade just a little, a new 11,500-feet runway was opened at Lua. And to mark the occasion, the Italian Air Force Premier Aerobatic Team, Freccia Tricolori, in a 25-minute display, stole the show. Before leaving for singing engagements in France, Jennifer Scicluna of Balzan was placed first in the 17th Jurier Song Contest. Freddie Mizzi, Malta's well-known big band leader, more familiar for his contemporary swinging sound, participated in a classical concert at the Manuel Theatre as a solo clarinetist in Brahms' quintet for clarinet and strings. A young man from San Juan, diving off Gozo, returned to find all his belongings stolen. A tourist loaned him a shirt and his relatives collected him in his swimsuit at the Malta ferry terminal. Mary Agius of Mostar was no doubt happier than that young man when she won the GR TV lottery prize of a week's trip to London, with accommodation at a top hotel and tickets to the England-Italy World Cup match. King Alfonso XIII of Spain arrived on board the Spanish cruiser Principe Alfonso for a short stay in Malta. Maltese drivers did well against foreign drivers of international calibre in the Dunlop Hill climb at Mtaleb. As the chillier weather eventually started to arrive, the cost of a ready-made jacket in Malta in autumn 1977 was around 750 Malta pounds. Thanksgiving Day was celebrated by the Maltese American Association at the Carinthia Palace with a dinner dance. And a Pakistan International Airways Boeing 720B that made a successful emergency landing at Lua Airport with its nose wheel gear missing returned to scheduled flights at the end of November. It was around about that time that Jack Jones recorded this.
I've seen the bright lights of Memphis and the Commodore Hotel. And underneath the street lamp, I met a Southern belle. Well, she took me to the river where she cast her spell. In that Southern moonlight, she sang this song so well. Tennessee land, we can walk together down in Dixieland. Well, we made all the hot spots and the money flowed like wine. Then that low down southern whiskey began to fog my mind. I don't remember church bells or the money I put down on the white picket fence and the boardwalk of a house on the edge of town. Oh, but boy, do I remember the scene of her refrain and the nights we spent together when the waves called my name. Hey, you'll be my Dixie Chicken. I'll be your Tennessee lamb. And we can walk together down in Dixie. Well, it's been a year since you ran away, and that guitar player sure could play. She always liked to sing along. She was always handy with a song. Then one night in the lobby of the Commodore Hotel, I chanced to meet a bartender who said he knew her well. And as he handed me a drink, he began to hum a song. And all the boys at the bar began to sing along. Tennessee land.
Jack Jones and Dixie Chicken. December began with 39 shop owners out of 43 contributing towards the cost of lighting up Prince of Wales Road in Sleamer in the annual street lighting competition. Malta's Standing Advisory Commission on Metrication advertised guidelines on converting to metric. The Aturi Theatre Group's production was the comedy Why Not Stay for Breakfast, starring Antoinette Sola and Lino Spiteri. The Prime Minister returned from talks in London, and the Paola Pageant Group based its Christmas pageant on the message of Christ's birth. British Airways celebrated 30 years' service to the island, recording the first touchdown as December 7, 1947. And as a special treat for 280 children from all over Malta and Gozo, the airline provided a 35-minute trip in a TriStar jet over both islands. The Minister for Labour, Welfare and Culture switched on the lights of the 35-foot Christmas tree. The first race of Malta's pigeon racing season from Syracuse was cancelled last minute because of bad weather. Mr. Thomas W. Harris was appointed Honorary Consul for Malta in Cleveland, Ohio, USA. The Malta Sub Aqua Club dived for coins at the Villa Rosa complex as part of its drive to raise money for Malta's residential homes for the physically handicapped. A crib made by Teresino Borge of Nashar was on show at Nashar Parish Hall, and the Sunday Times, printed on Christmas Day, wished all its readers Happy Christmas. So, as people all over the Maltese Islands took a few days' rest and contemplated the dawning of a new year, the Broadway and West End show Bubbling Brown Sugar, a number from which we concluded our show last week, was still filling the seats at London's Royalty Theatre. So I'm going to close this week again with just a little of another number from that show.
How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears, but they've left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in all my dreams, spite of all I do, and they all just recall memories of you. And they all just recall me.
Late, great Billy Daniels, who sadly left us in October of 1988, there on the London stage in 1977, with Memories of You. Next week we'll begin another new year in this series, 1978, so I do hope you'll join me for more Malta memories, as they were created by the ordinary people and in the main by the ordinary events of that year. And to add to the flavour, I'll have more of that popular music linked to the year for you too. Contact details if you wish to comment. Listening online can do so by email, Mike Roberts, all one word, at firenet.ws, or by just clicking contact or comment on the station's website. If you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programs you missed, then just go to webcasts. They're all there, as I said last week and other weeks, at the click of a mouse for the taking. Until next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.